I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Namaskar. The cabinet just cleared 10% quota for the economically backward upper castes. They extended the quota by another 10% for the economically backward upper caste Indians. In fact, Times of India gave a very good headline. They call it BJP launches pre-poll surgical strike. A lot of people said it is one of the finest political move that BJP has made. This is just, some people call it soap, some people call it lollipop, some people call it jumla that they offered to the voters just before the election. This is just an election trick. Some leaders, especially Jignesh Mewani, I was just watching his interview. He says, you see, you can't offer reservation for economically backward. Why? Because he says, and he's right. He says our constitution sees backward as social and educational. In our constitution only, there are social and educational backward people. They do not recognize economically backward class. Our constitution does not recognize economically backward class. Not only does Jignesh Mewani say, a lot of constitutional experts also says that constitution does not recognize economically weaker sections as a separate class for preferential treatment. A lot of experts also say that. He's right. He says, economically backward ke liye, there are other formulas that you can do. There are other schemes that you can get. There are other steps that you can take to uplift the economical backward class. Reservation is only for the primarily socially backward class. So reservation should only be with socially backward class. Now, there is a difference. Let us understand what exactly happens because of this reservation being continued for almost 70 years, even after the independence. What has really happened? Now, let's take a simple example. Let us go by a very simple example. A person from a tribal area, a scheduled tribe, a person from a tribal area, underdeveloped tribal area, from in the jungles, okay, this person, because of reservation, got an opportunity and cleared his UPSC exam. He became an IAS officer. Because of in reservation in job and in promotions, this gentleman grew faster than the others and went on to become the chief secretary of the state. Now, what happens to this person is, this person who has come from a tribal area, he has increased his socio-economic classification, SEC as they call it, has gone down from, you know, what was almost below poverty line to almost what is almost the A plus, as they call it, the rich class. He has made money as he became the chief secretary. Now, this chief secretary's daughter gets good education because of reservation, gets scholarship because of reservation, goes to United States to study. She becomes more richer. His son gets, because of reservation, gets into engineering, because of reservation, gets into better job, and he too becomes rich. So what happened was, this person who was living in this tribal area, who was below poverty line, has become super rich. He has become socio-economic classification A+. His family has become rich. Very good. This is what this reservation was intended to. But what happens then is, because the reservation continued, now he becomes rich, his son becomes rich, his son's son becomes rich, his son's son's son becomes rich, and his generations become richer and richer using the reservation. Now, that's not the only problem. The problem is, his neighbor, who is another scheduled tribe, but could never study, never get the opportunity, never use the reservation, never get into UPSC, never became an IAS officer. He is still there in that forest, gathering woods and striving for a square of meal. So the question then, has reservation really helped the caste? Has reservation really helped genuine upliftment of scheduled caste in India, scheduled tribe in India, or even OBC, which was after 1992? Has it genuinely helped? Or has it actually developed from caste discrimination to class gap or class discrimination? Now, in that scheduled tribe, this man who has become an IAS officer is a rich class. He's a very, very big man. And that poor man who was his neighbor, he's still where he is. So, look at the difference in the class. There is a class gap that has been developed, which reservation couldn't fill. So, Mr. Jignesh Mevani, let me tell you, the thing is, while the intention is very good, I understand. But the thing is that it is not necessary that reservation actually solves your problem. And it has not been solving your problem, and I don't know whether it is going to solve your problem in the future. Now, this is as far as reservation is concerned, and this is as far as economically backward reservation. Idea of giving poor, economically backward or poor upper caste reservation is a good idea. Giving reservation on the basis of economically backward class is a good idea. Principally, it is a good idea. But now let us come to the BJP stance, and let us come to why BJP has done it now. First question. BJP has announced nothing. Nothing is concretized as now. All this debate is very good, but nothing has been concretized. Why? Because first, the cabinet has passed the resolution. The cabinet has passed the cleared the quota. Now this will go to the Lok Sabha. Lok Sabha has to clear the quota. Chances are Lok Sabha may clear this quota. Chances are. I don't know. Chances are. Okay? After this, it goes to Rajya Sabha. Rajya Sabha has to clear the quota. Then it goes to every individual states in India, every individual state assembly which has to clear the quota. Chalo, assuming all this happens, Lok Sabha clears the quota, Rajya Sabha clears the quota, state assembly clears the quota. Yet it has to face another problem. Another problem is the Supreme Court problem and the Constitution problem. Like we said, the first problem is that economically backward is not seen as backward class at all according to our constitution. So that is the first impediment. The second impediment, there is a Supreme Court judgment. The Supreme Court judgment says that Supreme Court has put a cap when facilitating the 27% reservation for OBC in 1992 during the P.V. Narasimha Rao period, when P.V. Narasimha Rao was trying to please his voters by giving reservation, when in that period, Justice Indira Shawne had put a cap of 50%. So she said you can't give more than 50% reservation, because if you give more than 50% reservation, you are again creating inequality. You are creating inequality against the upper caste. So she said the reservation should not go more than 50%. Now certain states have gone around it and so on and so forth, but predominantly it is 50%. This is the Supreme Court judgment, and Supreme Court is not going to take this kind of decision lying down. They are going to intervene. So two problems, like I said, the twin issue that they are going to face is, one is the constitutional barrier, which says that, you see, which doesn't consider economically backward class as backward class, but it only considered educational and social backward class as definition of backward class. So that's the first impediment. Second is the Supreme Court impediment. So the second reason why we believe that this is not going to be practical is because of this twin impediment. Now let us come to our third point. The third point is, who are the people who are actually going to benefit, of who according to the government are eligible for the 10% reservation? According to the government, the 10% reservation is, the people who are eligible for 10% government is, one, have household income less than 8 lakhs. People who have household income less than 8 lakhs, they are eligible. If you look at it from an Indian perspective, they say we have got 127 crore of people who have got household income less than 8 lakhs. So 95% of Indians have got household income less than 8 lakhs. The second is, have agriculture land less than 5 acres. Okay, farmers who have got agriculture land less than 5 acres, 86% of India, 86% of Indian farmers have agriculture land less than 5 acres. Third is, have a house smaller than 1,000 square feet. Again, 80% of Indians have a house which is smaller than 1,000 square feet, have a residential plot smaller than 100 yards in municipality. We don't know the exact data, but you know, I'm sure a lot of people have residential plots smaller than 100 yards in municipality and a residential plot of less than 200 yards in non-notified municipality. So these are the five major criteria how you're bracketed, how you're taken as a economically backward class citizen. So this is how the government works. 2 points. Point number one. The BJP government has close to 3.5 to 4 weeks to maximum 5 weeks to run the government. After that, it will cease to be the government. It will be converted into a caretaker government. So they can't take any decisions. And for this particular reservation to actually fructify, you need Lok Sabha clearance, you need Rajya Sabha clearance, you need Assembly clearance, you need clearance from the Supreme Court, you need clearance from constitution experts. So you need a lot of clearances, which technically means this is not going to happen. This government currently cannot implement this. Why was this brought about? So therefore, this was brought about like they say another jumla or another lollipop or another whatever. This was another lollipop that was handed over. The government will say, listen, you know what? We have bought this bill. You give us a second chance. We will make this happen once again. And then after, if they come back to power, that is ever, if they come back to power, they can still go back to say, like a lot of senior leaders said that, you know, humne kaha socha tha hum wapas aayenge, you know, so bol diya humne tabhi, to wo bhi ho sakta hai. So the chances are, by the look of it, actually, this reservation does not seem to be fructifying. This reservation is a good policy on paper, but I do not see this actually being implemented on ground. But that being said, I honestly feel that if policy is implemented, it will be good and it will help people. But like I said, this project to me looks like another jumla, another election jumla of 2019. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.